You have arrived at your destination.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from KISS, and you're listening to Sean vs. Wild. And guess what? Now that you've heard this, you owe me $29.95. Go to kissonline.com. Boom.
All right, Jake, we did it for WrestleMania. Now it's time to do it again for SummerSlam. You know what I'm talking about. The mega powers have to unite.
That's right.
Yet again.
Again.
It's been a few months.
Dude, I'm so excited.
Just the thought today of the mega powers coming back together, it almost blew my 24-inch guns up. As the Hulkster
would say. Are you okay?
Dude, are you all right, man? Do you need to go to a hospital or something?
Yeah, really.
Your gun, it looks blown out.
No, honestly, you know what my favorite part about this is like, this is just an excuse for us to get together and talk about wrestling, so.
Yeah, get together, talk about wrestling, and drink fake root beer.
Yeah. Aldi root beer.
Aldi root beer. Guys, here's a pro tip from Jake and myself. If you have the chance to pick up the IBC root beer flavor packets, you just add it to water. And it tastes pretty darn similar.
It's great. It's like carbonated.
Yeah.
And
it exceeded all expectations.
It's better than Crystal Light. It's better than Mios.
Yeah. Mios. It's better than Neo from The Matrix, especially Matrix 2 and 3. It's way better than those.
It's definitely better than Matrix 3, for sure.
So, Reloaded. I heard that they were recently back on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. So, you have to give that a second chance.
Maybe it is better than root beer.
Yeah, maybe it is. We'll see. But guys, we're back here, tag team, Sean versus Wild, and Never Nervous, to talk about our absolute favorite thing in the world.
It's wrestling.
Yeah.
What else is there?
It's still real to us, damn it.
Dude, we had a conversation where I was treating it like it was real outside. So.
Dude, yeah. When he took off Gargano's ring and he spit on it and he threw it out into that crowd, I was like, damn, Jake. You going to be all right, man?
It's still real to me.
Dude, of course you've seen that video. Any wrestling fan. But yeah, that guy just breaks down. It's still real to me, damn it.
Have you ever seen the guy in like Philadelphia when they're closing down the library and he starts crying on the news?
No.
And his voice gets all high-pitched and he's like, it's like stupid.
It's like stupid. Like, hey, Scoob. It was Shaggy.
Yeah.
Zoinks, guys. They're closing down the library. Philadelphia.
We got to find out who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's behind this kooky mystery? This groovy mystery.
Oh, man. So I do have a question for you starting off.
Starting it off. Okay. Red hot.
What are you more excited about coming up? Because there's three major pay-per-views coming up, not just SummerSlam and NXT. There's also All In.
Yeah.
So which one are you most excited about?
Well, you know, that NXT TakeOver never lets me down. But I am so excited to see a third product.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Something that isn't WWE or TNA.
Yeah. And they're like blowing out. ROH just sold out Madison Square Gardens too, which WWE hasn't done in like 3 years.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be, I mean, this could be something that literally gives somebody an alternative product that could be a real competitor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think the only concern is that they're doing so well that WWE is just going to start taking all their people.
We'll just buy them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I would be happy if they just bought ROH and New Japan and just put it on the network and let them run it, but just put it on the network.
Just put it on the network for us to check out. I mean, buy out their, you know, I mean, that's probably lucrative. Buy out their catalog so that way there's no, like, New Japan World or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
but Vince doesn't have anything that he's not directly going to
have his hand brother.
In. Have his hand in. So, you know.
Okada, look at his triceps.
Look at his body.
Dude, I was listening to the new Bruce Pritchard about Hogan's 89 and 90, and when they started talking about Ultimate Warrior's body, I was cracking up.
Dude.
His vascularity.
His vascularity. It's funky like a monkey, baby. But yeah, dude. We got All In, and tentatively, we've got something special, hopefully, in the works planned.
Another tag team venture.
Another tag team venture, guys. So I don't know what we can say right now.
Well, I'll just say this. We're trying to throw a party at Kaiju, a watch party.
Yeah, to see if you guys want to come over and watch All In with us.
Yeah, we got some plans for it, but we haven't got the date 100% booked yet. So we will, if you just follow us on social media, you will know as soon as it's for sure.
We will keep you posted.
Yeah, yeah.
And All In, dude, what are some of the matches that are on there? Because I know you strategically, we actually came prepared this time, listeners.
We are prepared.
We have tabs open on our phones.
So, I mean, I'm really excited about Cody all the time now. Just everything he does, he's like an inspiration to me, just the way he's living his life.
Yeah, just the way he just like you tell WWE to like suck it.
Yeah, and now you're like hugely successful, just like his dad, really. You know,
that's true, baby.
And but Cody has a chance to be the first ever second generation NWA World Champion, which is which means he would be working with old dude from Smashing Pumpkins,
dude. Yeah, man, why are you raging? Are you a rat in a cage here? Or what? Yeah, him and Billy Corgan, dude.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
who's the match against?
Nick Aldis, used to be in TNA. Gotcha. He was a TNA World Champion, I believe, at some point.
Very well could have been. I'm not familiar with TNA.
I'm not a TNA guy either. So I mean, I'm a TNA guy.
I mean, if you know what I mean.
If you're talking a B&P match. If
you're talking a B&P, I'll be there ASAP.
Then you got Okada and Marty Scurll, which will be great. Joey Janela versus Hangman Page. Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandido versus the Golden Elite, which is Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi.
That would be amazing. I love Cody Ibushi.
And then the really funny thing is Stephen Amell is wrestling.
Dude,
the Green Arrow or whatever.
Dude, I tried to watch Arrow.
Is it called Arrow?
It's just called Arrow, he is the Green Arrow.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Essentially. But everybody was like, dude, you know, you like superhero stuff? And I'm like, yeah, kind of. You know, at this point, I'm like, yeah, a little bit. It's okay. Now that everything is like a superhero franchise, I was like, not so much. But I started watching it, and it was like, I gave it like 3 or 4 episodes, and it was like one of those things where he's like, you know, like, I am the dark avenger of justice in the night. And also, I got to look after my baby sister.
It's kind of like watching
TNA.
And
the prom is tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like watching Pretty Little Liars, but with Stephen Amell on it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, but the prom's tomorrow. You know, all that
that's
sort of
thing. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. It's okay.
So he's facing Christopher Daniels, who's always great. I'm kind of interested to see like what that match is like, honestly, because Christopher Daniels doesn't really have bad matches.
He'd probably be able to. And, you know, whenever Stephen Amell randomly wrestled with WWE, because him and Cody are homies or what have you, I guess. But he had quite a few.
He came off the top to the outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that'll be entertaining. It'll be an entertaining watch.
I think so, yeah. Briscoe Brothers versus Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. They're called SoCal Uncensored now. The Overbudget Battle Royal, which I don't have a list of everybody that's in it, but I know Colt Cabana's. Oh, here we go. It's Jordan Grace, Moose, Rocky Romero, Colt Cabana, and Ethan Page, but there's going to be 15 total people in it. They just haven't announced them all yet.
Gotcha.
But the winner of that faces Jay Lethal for the world title that night. And then a four-way match with Madison Rayne, Britt Baker, Chelsea Green, and Tessa Blanchard, who we were both excited about. Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah.
Tully's daughter. So
Tully's daughter, man. Second generation. Or third. I think third generation.
Is she
maybe.
Third?
I don't know. How many Blanchards are there? But yeah.
I think I went to high school with one.
Yeah, I think I went to high school with a few of them.
There's Tully. There's Josh.
Tully, Tessa, Rick.
And then they just announced the main event. I guess it's the main event. I don't really know for sure what the main event will be, but Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr. will be absolutely incredible.
Can you imagine any other event that night, any other match that night that can top that?
No, I mean, no.
Exactly.
I don't think Cody would put himself in the main event, and it's Nick Aldis, so it's like kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Kenny Omega, who's absolutely amazing, and dude, Pentagon Jr.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys know who Pentagon Jr. is. If not, definitely check out Lucha Underground.
Uh-huh.
It's on Netflix.
And Pentagon Jr. was just here not that long ago at IWA.
How was it?
I didn't get to go.
I know we were going to go, and I think I went and saw. I had to go to a concert.
You went to KISS, I think, or something.
I went to a KISS convention.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
I definitely went to a KISS convention. That was tight.
Which worked out for your podcast, I think, right?
It certainly did.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm super excited about it. I guess Jay Lethal could be the main event because they have the Battle Royal, and then they have to
probably
wrestle again. So
they'll probably do the Battle Royal first,
yeah.
Jay Lethal match last, give everybody cool. all the time to rest up.
Yeah, I mean, because since it is real, you have to.
It is absolutely real.
You have to give this guy the best guy or girl the best shot they can possibly have. So.
That's true.
You know.
What, they're going to put women in the...
Jordynne Grace, isn't it?
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
When you said Jordynne Grace, for if I don't, you know, if you don't know somebody, I was like, oh, that's probably a guy's name.
It's Michael Jordynne Grace.
Michael Jordynne Grace. We've got Jordynne Grace, Morgan Webster, Terry, you know, Johnson, and those are all women now.
And all the Blanchards.
Yeah, and all the Blanchards.
The Blanchard family.
But yeah, dude, so All In is going to be a great card. And like I said, I'm excited to actually just watch like another product.
Definitely, definitely.
And I'm hoping for it to be successful because the competition is what breeds the greatness. You
yeah,
know
they're
what I'm
doing
saying?
The first hour on TV too, on WGN.
On WGN.
I don't even know what, I don't watch TV anymore.
So. Dude, I'll tell you what. All right, so WGN on basic cable.
Is that in standard definition?
When I was a kid, okay, WGN was channel 12 on my cable box, and TBS was channel 9, and Saved by the Bell came on at 5 and 5:30 on TBS, and then at 6 and 6:30 on WGN, so you could watch 2 full hours of Saved by the Bell as a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, so good thing that that happened so I know what WGN actually is. It's exactly. A Chicago network, cable network.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
So I guess it makes sense.
That's where all the Cubs games are on and stuff. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Cubs games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't watch
baseball.
Them. But yeah.
Where is All In? Is it in? Is it in?
It's in Chicago.
It's in. Oh, okay, so it makes
Chicago.
Sense. It's in Chicago.
Chicago.
Dude, speaking of Chicago, I've been watching Shameless. And I just started it, so no spoilers for
you
any of it.
You won't get a spoiler from me.
You won't get a spoiler.
You're about to spoil it. Spoilers. You're about to spoil it all for
spoiler
me.
Spoiler alert. It's really great, and I suggest you should check it out, listeners. But I'm sure you probably have already because I'm always the last person
to
the good show party. People are like, oh, my God, have you not watched this show on Netflix? I watched every episode in 2 days, and I'm like, I don't have that kind of time.
Dude, I'm that person, too, and I can tell you exactly where I'm at. In my TV watching, I just finished The Office for the first time.
For the first time. And you got people that have literally watched it 9, 10 times
yeah.
over.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you watch Glow Season 2?
No.
Did you watch Glow Season 1?
Part of it.
Oh, that's wrestling. Just,
yeah, no, I'm going to watch that for sure, though. Definitely. I hear Season 2 is incredible, so.
It is awesome. It is superior to one.
Mark Maron's character on that show was so good.
Marvelous Mark Maron's character. Mark Maron's character is fantastic, dude. The Wild Man. Him and Sable, man.
We were watching a Johnny B. Badd match last night, and my wife was just like, what is he supposed to be? And I was like, Little Richard?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's your wrestling gimmick? Little Richard? It makes sense. I'm Johnny B. Badd. I'm Little Richard. That's my wrestling gimmick. That's why I'm tough.
Vince McMahon was like, look at his body.
Yeah, exactly. At least like Disco Inferno, it's like I am the Disco Inferno. I'm a guy that likes disco, but I can. Mm-hmm. I'm like a rough and tumble.
He's not like
Italian man, but it's like, hey, I'm Johnny B. Badd. Well, what's your story? I'm Little Richard.
What if Disco Inferno was like, I'm Barry Gibb?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What if he was just like, ha ha? Yeah. I'm Barry Gibb. Really.
Living in a on the Barry Gibb's talk show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to be staying alive too much longer here, Barry.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, that got dark.
I'm talking. No, I'm talking about the character of your Barry Gibb as a wrestler. It'd be like the Kiss Demon. Basically, Johnny B. Badd's the equivalent of the Kiss Demon.
Eric Bischoff talked about that on his show the other day, and I was just like, whatever, dude. You're so full of shit.
At least the Kiss Demon has cool makeup.
I guess.
Who wore more makeup, Johnny B. Badd or the Kiss Demon? Guys, if you're listening, you tell us.
Yeah, I saw. I was watching a paper. I love watching old WCW right now and Jim Crockett promotion stuff. And Jim Ross, and I can't remember who he was announcing with this night, but like it was like one of the really early Jim Ross announcing jobs, and like. He showed up and he just was wearing the most makeup I've ever seen.
Jim Ross was?
Jim Ross, dude. He looked like Johnny B. Badd announcing this show. I don't know if they had somebody do makeup for one night or he was wearing all this blush and he looked like he had guy liner on.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy.
Like you're going to look great under all these lights for our production studio. It's probably like the first day they got that studio or something like that. And he's like, oh my God.
He looked like a corpse.
Yeah, exactly.
Looked like Paul Bearer out there.
Exactly. Looked like Brother Love and Paul Bearer put together. But guys, yeah, dude. So, of course, I'm most excited about NXT. NXT is my jam. I stay pretty current with NXT. Let me ask you, should we start talking about NXT first, or should we start talking about SummerSlam? Because even though SummerSlam is the bigger event, I feel like it's the one we are probably in the weeds with the most.
I know. I kind of want to breeze through SummerSlam and talk about NXT for real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I know that SummerSlam, you know, I'm so, it's so funny. We're like doing a wrestling podcast, but also it's like the product has been so kind of lackluster over the past couple weeks.
I definitely feel that way as far as Raw and SmackDown go.
Yeah. The weekly show, man, sometimes it's just so hard to get through. And it's, you know, each of them, I mean, it's 5 hours of content.
I mean, I will say, like, There have been bright spots.
Absolutely.
Like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey's really killing it, which is awesome.
Dude, I never had a single doubt about Ronda Rousey.
I didn't either.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. You know what? Let's go back to the WrestleMania tape and you tell me if you had doubts, Jake.
Did I have doubts?
I don't know. You tell me, buddy.
Maybe I did.
I feel like most people did. They're like, man, I think she's going to suck.
I was just worried.
Yeah.
For
her. I had no worries, and she has exceeded my expectations.
Dude, she makes everything feel like a big fight.
Because she is an Olympic-level athlete.
Yeah, and she's intense, man.
And she sells like crazy.
She's great. But and she's good on the mic now, too. Like, she's...
Yeah, also, too, they had her being real terrible on the mic at the very beginning.
Yeah, I think that's really what had me concerned in the beginning. But she was nervous. They had her saying stupid shit.
Like, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
You should just come out and kill, like, Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
Even though Shayna Baszler, who is also a premier athlete, it seems like she puts an armbar on somebody, and it's just like, oh, I can stay in it for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and also she, like, never mind.
Yeah. She also, like, you can't see what you're doing here, but you're moving your arm in a very curious manner.
Well, we'll talk about Shayna Baszler later. I have some opinions on that too. So you want to
let's go into SummerSlam.
Let's do the SummerSlam
kickoff show pre-show match. Okay, so we've got Rusev and Lana going against my man Andrade Cien Almas with my woman Zelina Vega.
This match is going to be great,
Dude. This is going to be on the kickoff show.
It shouldn't. Well, whatever.
You know, the last pay per view, Cien was on the kickoff show wrestling Sin Cara, and to me, Sin Cara is like known for putting on some of the worst matches, but even their match, even CN even made Sin Cara look awesome last pay-per-view. So Rusev is amazing, and CN's amazing. This is going to be a great match to kick off the show.
There's no chance that this sucks.
Yeah, like, unless it's just going to be like 90% Lana.
If it was just all Lana.
What if Lana gets the hot tag? You know what I'm saying?
I guess there is a slight chance.
If it's just 90% Lana. Yeah. But Zelina Vega is good in the ring, too. So
Zelina
I'm
Vega be throwing those Hurricane Ranas like nobody's business.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that her only move?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I know that her and Lana wrestled SmackDown a couple weeks ago.
Lana's gotten better, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And she's got a nice outfit.
She has a nice personality. And she doesn't have a Russian accent anymore.
I know. So she's really come a long way.
Yeah. Yes, dude. She's come so far that she's lost all trace of an accent. And she just speaks with an American accent now.
It's amazing. Well,
much like Nicole Kidman, Mel Gibson.
True, yeah.
You know, other people that have lost their accents.
Arnold.
Arnold speaks clear as a bell, man. I know
exactly. He's been in America so long.
But yeah, Lana's the best. Number one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Love that song. That's a jam.
Yeah. I've been playing that back to back with Fandango's entrance music. You know, like those are just the two big WWE bangers.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's the jam.
Oh, I mean, since they got rid of Jim Johnston, it's like it's all.
Dude, I love too when we went to NXT and you just like as we pull in, you have to blast like Triple H's King of Kings. Bow down to the game.
I tasted the blood, and it tasted good.
And it tasted good. Yes. What's the next match on the roster? I guess I could pull it up here, too.
Well, I have mine are in a different order than yours.
Here, I got the actual legit order, or what seems to be the actual order. Because at the very bottom is the Rusev Lana match.
Yeah,
Rusev Rusev versus Lana match.
Just looking at this right now, there's a lot of as Bruce Pritchard would say, stimulations on these
stipulations.
A lot of stipulations, though.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me about the stipulations because I'm not so sure. The next match that's in my little power pyramid, going from bottom to top.
PowerPoint presentation.
In this PowerPoint presentation, Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor. Constable Corbin versus Finn Balor.
Please just get me out of here.
Hey man, we always wanted him to cut his hair, and now he did.
Well, okay.
So it's like,
so you
win the lottery, complain about the taxes.
Have you not seen Roman Reigns just randomly punching him for no reason, like in front of cops and stuff every week? It's the dumbest show I've ever seen.
Really?
It's so. I just hate it.
Well, I'm glad that they're using him well, and I'm glad Finn Balor gets to fight him.
Man, congratulations, Finn Balor.
Hey, also, Finn Balor, I know you're probably listening. I got to give you a pro tip here. Anytime you wear light-colored trunks, we can all see your wiener. So maybe you
That's what he's going for.
I don't know what that is about. I'm like, dude, did you not, like, give yourself a second glance before you left and know that your privates are showing?
How can they not wear a cup? How's that even possible?
Yeah, in this day and age, why wouldn't wrestlers do that?
I don't know. Especially if you're going to face AJ or Shinsuke. I mean,
oh my God,
am I right?
Low blown.
Talk about epic.
Epic. But yeah, any thoughts?
I love getting low blown.
Low blown. You're going to get low blown.
I mean, what is there to say about Finn Balor?
What is there to say that hasn't been said already? Finn Balor. You know, the demon Finn Balor against the constable Baron Corbin.
Dude, I don't care. I'm pretty sure Finn Balor's going to win, I guess, or it's going to be a schmoz, but like, whatever.
I'm pretty sure Finn Balor's going to win, or Baron Corbin's going to win, or it's going to be a schmoz. Either way, my life will go on.
Yeah, unaffected. Exactly.
Unaffected. Finn Balor will win to fight another day.
I'll be looking for a snack or something, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll have. Oh, yeah. We're actually. You want to get together on Sunday for SummerSlam and TakeOver?
Sounds like, I don't know if I can. Well, yeah, I can probably do TakeOver.
Nice. Yeah. Well, yeah. Sunday we're going to watch them both.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
Little sidebar.
Yeah.
So for a snack, that's when we'll be chowing down the guacamole.
All right, guys, and the address is.
Yeah, the address is. I also have, looks like I have Drew Gulak.
Okay, I'm excited about this.
Cedric Alexander.
I'm excited about this. I love Drew Gulak.
I do too.
He's great.
You know, the first time I ever saw Drew Gulak in that Cruiserweight Classic, I thought he was like a 35-year-old man.
How old is he?
I don't know, but have you seen him now? He looks young, dude. I thought he was just like some balding, like out of, like not in awesome shape, but just kind of like 35, 40-year-old balding dude.
To be completely
honest.
And
now he has a full head of hair, and I think he's like 25 or 26 years old.
I've never thought about it. Never thought about his age, but I think I just love the way he looks.
Talk about a glow up.
Yeah. He probably got that same makeup chair that they had in WCW.
Yeah, probably did, dude.
I love the way he locks on submissions. He makes it feel real. He reminds me of like William Regal or Fit Finley, like those type of dudes that it just, you know, it seems like a real fight whenever Drew Gulak's in there. I like that.
Seems like a shoot, brother.
It's a shoot.
Seems like he's working a shoot angle right here, brother. It's like Ken Shamrock in there, dude.
Oh, man. The world's most dangerous man.
Yeah. So what do you think, man? I'd like to see Gulak with the belt, man. I'd like to see Gulak with a little bit of accolade.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've wanted Gulak to win the belt since that tournament they did. Like, I thought he was going to win that. He was my pick, honestly. Like,
really?
After I saw him, like, strap that first dude in whatever his submission is, I was like, this is the guy, I think. But they obviously went a different direction.
Kota Ibushi was the guy I thought would win.
Dude.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Cruiserweight Classic. Were you talking about that new tournament?
No, I was talking about the Cruiserweight Classic.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Gulak win it.
I would like to see that, too. I like Cedric Alexander, but I feel like he's one of those dudes that's just, like, flippy-flopping around and not really doing anything for me.
I feel like Cedric Alexander, like, holds that belt because Rich Swann is no longer in WWE.
You like that new Leo Rush guy?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't. He cuts a pretty good promo, but
I wasn't super into him.
He's a little guy.
Yeah. But like when I saw Rich Swann like first in NXT, like I was just blown away with how good Rich Swann was. And I mean, he held that belt, and then granted, for, you know, circumstances and stuff, that for WWE, like obviously he's no longer in WWE.
Of course, yeah.
But I felt like they just took it from Swann and then and then they just kind of like made Cedric, put Cedric Alexander in Rich Swann's spot.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Yeah. I don't, I mean, obviously I can't watch Cruiserweight, whatever. What's the show called? 205 Live. I can't watch 205 Live every week. I catch it on. So when I leave my house, I leave the network on for my dogs live because it's one of the only apps on Roku that doesn't just like shut off after a while. So like sometimes I'll come in my house and 205 Live is on, and it's actually been pretty good lately.
Yeah.
Like what I've seen. So probably better than Raw, really. So
I'm sure this match will be, I mean, I think 205 Live, the Cruiserweights, they're still like they're hungry and they're proving stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that having a match at SummerSlam, they're going to put on something pretty magical.
Maybe Gargano will come out and maybe cash in.
Yes. The Gargano in a bank match.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going for Gulak. That's who my money's on.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Gulak also.
I feel like Alexander's been kind of a...
He's had a good run, and he's been a champion for a while. I think they're going to shake things up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's SummerSlam. I'm hoping for big title changes.
Yeah.
The next match that I have, pretty low on the card, Power Pyramid here. Maybe it's just because it's new, but probably the match that I, or at least one of the matches I'm looking forward to the most, Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
Definitely number one for me.
Yeah.
I've wanted to see this
This
forever.
Is years in the making.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm hoping...
Dude, this story is brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, he like brought Miz, or Miz brought... him in, right? Like when they did the original
the
NXT,
original NXT game show.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever, challenge
Miz
show.
Was like his mentor.
Right. And now he's just, dude, ripping on Daniel Bryan for 2 years on Talking Smack.
Oh, man, it's been
probably
great.
To the point where Talking Smack, there. That's probably why like we're canceling it.
Yeah.
You're really being really offensive.
Yeah.
To Daniel Bryan. There's... So
that's what makes it great, though.
That's what made Miz like gave dude between Maryse coming back and Talking Smack. Miz is at the height of his career.
You know, right I'm surprised they haven't called them Maryse yet. Actually,
guys, WWE, if you're listening,
and then put their entrance music's like play 5 seconds of hers and while she walks out, and then play his.
Yeah,
I hate when they do that.
Brrr,
that's not like, a real tag team, guys.
Like with Dolph Ziggler, they'll just have a record skip.
Yeah, or the Bar. Does it, and I don't
know. Deleter of Worlds.
Yeah, they all do it. I hate that.
They need to just, especially for the Bar, they need to just let them come out to Sheamus's music because it's
better.
A thousand times better than Cesaro's music. Cesaro has some of the worst entrance music, period, and always has.
Yeah. They had a great match on SmackDown with New Day.
Did they?
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Well, let me ask you a question before we talk about the New Day. Because I don't want to just skip over this. Daniel Bryan, Miz. Who's your money on?
Oh, Daniel Bryan, Miz. I forgot we were even talking about that.
Oh, my God. This is the one I'm looking forward to the most. Well, we're just going to skip right on.
Yeah, exactly. Daniel Bryan, Miz. I think, you know, Daniel Bryan is better chasing everything. Right? He plays the underdog.
Right.
And that's what makes you love Daniel Bryan. He's kind of like Tommy Dreamer or something. And so... I mean, he's Daniel Bryan. Like he made that character like better than it's ever been. But I'm giving this one to Miz.
I think the Miz is going to win also because I think this feud is just way too hot to just have one match.
Yeah, this is the first match. He can't get his comeuppance in the first match.
Right. He's got to get. It's got to be a schmoz, a brouhaha.
Yeah, but it's going to be epic. Whatever. I think it's going to be super epic.
Yeah.
As long as they get the time. This is the other thing. The card's so big for SummerSlam. I could see them giving Miz Daniel Bryan like 8 minutes or 10 minutes.
And yeah, man. Being,
oh.
10 minutes with theme song, with
like,
intro.
Like what they did to Asuka and Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Man, that match, I just blocked it out of my mind.
I know. Okay, well, let's,
let's block it out of our mind.
You got Miz, too, though?
I think the Miz will win because I'm hoping that this will not be the last time that they see each other in the squared circle.
Yeah.
Next match I have here on my Power Pyramid... It is the Bludgeon Brothers versus New Day.
Yeah, New Day and The Bar on SmackDown. If you guys haven't watched that match, definitely take the time. It main evented, and it was incredible. They got plenty of time, and the crowd was going nuts.
Is there a special stipulation for this? Because it looks like in mine that the New Day, now I don't know if this is just because it, you know, they do Freebird rules, but it shows the Bludgeon Brothers versus, and then all three members are pictured here. So,
well...
I don't know if there's a special stipulation.
They're
on that
only they're stimulating this one with the SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
Ah, gotcha.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
What's your favorite New Day combination?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've always been a huge Xavier Woods fan.
Right.
But that match the other night, man, Kofi just... It was one of the best matches of his career, in my opinion. Like, he killed it.
He's the dude.
Man, he was awesome. And, you know, Kofi and Big E. It's always going to be Big E and one of the other two, right?
For me, it's always Kofi and one of the other two.
Yeah.
Because I just love them all. But
I do
too.
Me,
Kofi adds that special spicy flair.
Let me ask you this. Where do you think they're... I mean, they've been on an incredible run for, like, years now. Where do you think they rank... And greatest tag teams of all time now.
Well, I'd definitely say they're better than Demolition.
Oh, my God,
I know they beat that Demolition record years ago. But
yeah, they're definitely better than Demolition.
I mean, New Day is... I mean, especially, I would say probably New Day is one of the best tag teams of the last... I don't know, man, 15 years even? Because yeah,
I mean, easily. I would put them up... I would literally put them up there with, you know, like the... Fabulous Freebirds and stuff, like some of the greatest tag teams of all time.
You think so?
I think so.
They're going to make that top 10 list of best tag teams? You think they're going to be better than the Hart Foundation, the
Rockers?
They're
top five.
You think they're going to be better than Money Incorporated?
Yeah, man, Money Incorporated is cool. But
the Orient Express?
Yeah, definitely better than them. I think they're...
Kato and Tanaka?
I think they're better than the Rockers.
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with the Rockers when I was young, and then I was just like, man... They're not that great. Shawn Michaels on his own.
No, they were also ripping off the Rock and Roll Express the whole time. I mean, they didn't. They did like come up with new things, but you know,
they were definitely better looking than the Rock and Roll Express. Yeah. So that's we give them a pass. Hell, these guys had more sex on the way to the ring than most people did all year. Jim Cornette.
Yeah,
about on the Rock and Roll Express. Yeah. But at the Hall of Fame in front of people's families.
I was watching, again, another old WCW pay-per-view, and they were talking about the Fabulous Freebirds or whatever. Like, they were the first band to use rock music for an entrance, and then everybody started doing it after them. They, like, changed the game they did the Freebird rules. They, like, changed what tag teams were, and, like, New Day has done the same thing. Like, their characters, there's never been any characters even close to what they're doing.
I know. They're awesome.
And they have amazing matches, all those Uso matches.
Yeah, Uso's New Day was fantastic.
It was incredible, yeah.
So, yeah, big shout-out to New Day.
So who do you have?
Here's the deal. I know Bludgeon Brothers, last I checked, was pretty undefeated.
Yeah.
I love Luke Harper. I'm not so into Eric Rowan that much. Agreed. I'm thinking that the Bludgeon Brothers will probably retain, but I would like to see the New Day win. But I'm going to go Bludgeon Brothers retaining the title.
Hmm. I think I'm going to go with New Day.
Hey, man. That's not a bad pick.
I think they're about to have their last title run, and Big E's got to go singles at some point.
Yeah. So. I mean, the thing is they're so over, all three of them can go singles. But I think Big E, I think especially.
Big E could be world champion. I would love to see.
He was an awesome Intercontinental champion.
Yeah. I would love to see Kofi and Xavier defending the tag titles and Big E winning the world title and then be like a stable rather than like the Freebirds.
Yeah.
You know?
I gotcha.
That would be cool.
I feel that. All right, dudes. Next on the Power Pyramid, a match that everybody's got to be looking forward to, Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy. We didn't just see this on Raw five times and then on the last pay-per-view also.
Nakamura is definitely signing with New Japan as soon as his contract's up, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I mean, he has to. Please leave. Please get out of this shithole.
Dude, you're better than this. You're one of the greatest wrestlers in the world of all time. And
That Jeff Hardy's bad either.
Dude, they put on a couple good matches,
Yeah,
though.
They did. Yeah.
But like that, I mean, he just like literally, it was like that TNA match where Jeff Hardy was all like fucked up against Sting. It was like that all over again. They're like, you're going to hit him once, and then you're going to go over 1, 2, 3. But I don't understand. I don't really quite understand where Randy Orton fits in on all this. So I'm sure Randy Orton will do something here. It'll become something.
I forgot about him.
God. If you want to make Nakamura more boring, just add Randy Orton to the mix.
Dude.
To me, Randy Orton is one of the most boring
easily
wrestlers. Like, they've just made him so boring.
Oh, you just reminded me of something. Quick sidebar. OVW has like their 1,000th episode coming up, and they're doing a tournament, and they're bringing back past stars for the tournament and stuff for the world title.
Oh, dude.
You think Randy Orton will be there?
Yeah, dude. I bet Randy Orton's going to fight Nick Dinsmore in the main event.
CM Punk, baby.
Dude, CM Punk's going to be there, dude. He's going to be fighting John Cena in a Money in the Bank recreation
match.
What
if, like, you know, whoever they have now, like, won the world champion? I apologize that I don't go to OVW or watch it all the time, but, you know, so whoever wins the world champion at this thing is, like, a regular OVW guy, and then Brock Lesnar just came out and destroyed him.
Yeah, just murdered. I heard that Brock Lesnar is leaving WWE, not for UFC, but for OVW.
OVW, he's going back to OVW.
That's what I've heard. But yeah, Jeff Hardy versus Nakamura. I'm just going to say Nakamura is going to retain this.
Yeah, I agree.
And if not, Nakamura is going to go back to New Japan and become the shining
bright star. Well, I guess that
star.
Is a possibility that he could lose it because his contract is going to be up soon.
Well, we'll see. That might just be internet rumor. That might just be rumor and innuendo, as Bruce Pritchard would say.
Yeah, but I mean, like, dude, what are you doing with Nakamura? It's so depressing. He's had some of my favorite matches ever in New Japan.
Exactly. Him versus Kota Ibushi at Wrestle Kingdom 9 is like one of my favorite matches. And AJ him and AJ at 10.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then now it's like, we'll put them together. And it's like, yeah, we'll just hit each other in the wieners. That'll be it.
Hey, I got an ideal.
Look, I'll punch you in the balls, and then you punch me in the balls. What do you say about that, brother?
You get low blown.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say that Nakamura will retain probably with some interference by RKO, by Randy Orton.
Yeah, I think Nakamura retains, and I think like we're going to be like seeing more of like Jeff Hardy going into the Brother Nero thing.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
Hopefully. So. And then maybe, you know, the Hardy boys will maybe, you know, get back together.
Man, what is...
Because, like, you know, everybody knows that you want to see Matt Hardy with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, because that's a real tag team.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to hear both their theme musics partially.
Partially. Same.
Whatever, dude. That's the other thing that really makes me angry about that tag team is, like, Matt Hardy's new theme music is so awesome.
So we better cut it off immediately.
Yeah. I mean, I know Bray Wyatt's music is cool, too, but Matt Hardy's is so cool.
Yeah, and you've heard the Bray Wyatt one 1,000 mm-hmm. million times.
But so. We get people hold their phones up.
We'll get them all to hold their phones up. We'll I'm feeling those up. Lighters, dog.
It's the Fireflies.
In the words of Fred Durst, yeah. I'm feeling those lighters, dog.
Yeah, he's whatever.
All right, next match on the card, Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah, this is for the Intercontinental Championship.
Okay.
And Drew McIntyre won a match to be allowed at ringside.
Oh, okay.
And so we're all very excited.
Yeah, as you can tell.
I want to apologize to the people listening right now for ruining SummerSlam for you.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, we're just going to, I don't know. I saw this match. I'm not hot on Dolph Ziggler. I never really have been.
I'm not hot on Seth Rollins right now either.
I'm not at all
either. He's not a face.
Yeah, he's cooled off a lot for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like, too, a big thing about with Seth Rollins being in WWE, like, at first I was like, man, this guy's so innovative. And then they got, like, AJ Styles and Finn Balor on the roster. And you're like, oh, that's where your moves list comes from.
And
you know
wait till they get Omega.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd be doing that V trigger, and then you'd be like, oh, it's just like the, what do they call that? The, Seth Rollins' knee.
I don't know. They should just call it Seth Rollins' knee.
Yeah, exactly. Knee to face.
Remember when he broke John Cena's nose with that?
Oh, yeah.
He flattened it.
It was disgusting. Yeah. Of course, every wrestling fan remembers it.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big thing. But yeah, Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler in another match. This is for the Intercontinental Championship. Really, it doesn't matter to me who wins this match.
You know, I think I know what's going to happen.
What do you think is going to happen? What's your idea?
And this is a complete shot in the dark.
And just remember, everything that anybody wants to happen in any of the main events, like especially the huge pay-per-views, never happens. So what I imagine is probably just going to be like, Seth Rollins retains.
I always come up with, crazy theories before matches.
Right, yeah.
And
to be like, this is what I would like to see happen to make me care.
Exactly. I'm a conspiracy theorist when it comes to things like this, and I've been reading that
the Intercontinental Championship was an inside job, brother.
Dean Ambrose is getting healthy, though.
Yeah, that is like the big key thing is I think Dean Ambrose is going to make an appearance.
Yeah, here. So I think Dean Ambrose, I think this is the match.
Where Dean Ambrose is going to turn on Seth Rollins.
No, he's going to come out and stop Drew McIntyre from whatever he's going to do.
You think so?
And at the end of the night, well, I don't want to spoil it, but The Shield's getting back together with all the titles.
You think so?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. But, I think Dean Ambrose is going to come back, and I have a genuine feeling he'll probably like turn on Seth Rollins and really? Come back as a bad guy.
I would love to see Dean Ambrose as a bad guy.
Because if you think I cooled on Seth Rollins, I definitely... Dude, Dean Ambrose went from being like one of my absolute favorites to now I'm just like, I don't care.
I know, man. It sucks. I liked him so much.
Yeah.
I liked him so much. I was like, he's the next Roddy Piper.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm just like, oh, you do three moves.
You do that stupid bump off the ropes.
Yeah.
Clothesline thing.
And like the...
Three times in a match.
And whenever you get thrown into the turnbuckle, you just like put your leg up and flip over the other way. Like... Just turn the other way, do like a 180.
It's like you're the least athletic dude I've ever seen.
Dude, his matches, especially towards the end, I was like, man, are you even trying?
Yeah.
Like, it's already bad enough. You come out in jeans and like a gray tank top or like a sleeveless version of whatever merch that you have.
Yeah.
And like, that's it. And I would then you're doing like five moves.
I would love to see them do something with him different, but I know it's not going to happen because like, look at Roman Reigns, look at Seth Rollins. Like, they don't do anything with them. The money's already there for them.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I do think this is the match where we see Dean Ambrose, and I think Seth Rollins wins.
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to change my opinion. I'm going to say Dolph Ziggler wins because Dean's going to turn on Seth.
Okay. All right.
I called him Seth. For some reason, guys, Michael Cole calls Seth Rollins Seth Rollins. And now that I've told every listener this, you will never unhear it.
Oh, you know what? Another thing that's exciting about Raw, because it's good to talk about positive things that are happening. Renee is going to be an announcer on Raw, which I think is brilliant. I think that's perfect.
Renee Young has been ready to be an announcer.
I know. Didn't she announce for NXT for a while?
I don't know if she actually did like color commentary, but I know that she was like always like the backstage correspondent. Yeah. She's on all the pre-show panels and all that sort of thing.
I would love to see her take over for Michael Cole.
Yeah,
that same. Would be incredible.
I think, too, they should have her. If they don't, they should definitely get her for the Evolution pay-per-view.
What if Dean Ambrose comes out with Renee and they both turn heel?
Dude, they just do a heel turn. She becomes the heel commentator.
They start making out in the ring.
Dude, yeah. She becomes the heel commentator. That'd She's the next Corey Graves. She's the next Bobby Heenan and Jesse Ventura.
Dude, I think she would be great at it.
Yeah, there's nothing Renee Young can't do.
I agree. So this is the match where we see Renee Young.
This is where we're going to see Renee Young do a heel turn. Guys, that's our prediction. It would be more interesting than what her husband's doing.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Renee Young is the best part. That's why I like Dean Ambrose as little. Or that's why I have any shred of likeness for Dean Ambrose. Is like, you're married to Renee Young. Dude. I got to respect you.
He's a bad man. I actually am excited about Dean Ambrose coming back. I'm you know, it's one of those things where you're just like,
he's got this new look that looks like, I've seen some pictures and stuff of him out, and he's like got this new like kind of like whenever Murphy came back to 205 Live, and like he just like looked way different.
Yeah,
looks like Dean Ambrose is kind of doing like reinventing himself.
Is he getting jacked?
I don't know. It's like he's got this beard and all kinds of stuff.
Besides being jacked by Renee.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hello. This is that kind of podcast, huh? All right, guys. Real tasteful. Just keep it. We're trying to keep it here. PG. This is PG era.
Yeah. No, really.
You don't want to hear any of that ruthless aggression.
I apologize.
But yeah. Yeah. So I think maybe Dean Ambrose might be making a heel turn. That's my go. So
that would be awesome. I would be. It would make I'd it more be super excited about that.
But anyway, so on to the next match that I have on my list here. And I didn't know this was going to be a match because I have not been watching a lot of Raw or SmackDown as much as I should. But Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman.
I'm excited about this.
And I do, now that I said that, immediately I remember when Braun Strowman did,
throw him off the cage.
And yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And then the porta potty incident. So I guess it's going to be a rematch from last time.
And that's kind of what's weird about the SummerSlam is how there's so many rematches. So many matches we've seen already.
Well, this one and the last two we talked about were rematches.
Yeah.
So for sure.
But I, you know,
what's this? Is there any stipulations on this one?
They're stipulating this one with the Money in the Bank contract.
Oh, so he put the contract on the line.
The contract is on the line. So something makes me think that maybe Kevin Owens will win. Why would they put the contract on the line?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he won the last match. Braun doesn't have to win. Braun doesn't need the Money in the Bank. Braun doesn't need anything. He's like...
He doesn't need the belt or anything.
I actually think they...
He should have the belt, but I'm just saying. He doesn't need it. He's over.
I'm going to tie this in later, but I think Well, now that I think about it, I don't know.
Kevin Owens makes a great champion.
He does, but wouldn't you want to see Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar for the title?
Dang, didn't think about it. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've been wanting to see that forever, but I did see there a couple of matches that they had earlier this year, late last year, where Braun Strowman just had to, you know, do the J-O-B.
I know, really. I want to see a big heavyweight title fight between those two. It'd be so awesome.
Something hyped up.
Like WrestleMania.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Vince, if you're listening, make that the main event.
I mean, look at his body.
Look at their bodies.
They're huge.
But yeah, who do you think is going to win this?
I think Kevin Owens wins because he, when he has like something like a Money in the Bank to brag about,
he's at the top of his game.
Dude, it's amazing.
A title, anything.
A list.
I mean, even when he was like the U.S. champion, he's like, I'm the face of the United States.
Yes, dude.
Some Canadian guy.
Yeah. Give Kevin something to brag about, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go Kevin Owens as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to win. I doubt it's going to be some clean win.
No.
But I think Kevin Owens might win.
Yeah.
And if not, Braun Strowman.
Give that man the title.
Oh, my God. next match, triple threat match. For the SmackDown Women's title.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this will be good.
Carmella, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch.
How do you feel about Becky Lynch?
Here's the deal. I really like Becky Lynch. I really like her, and they just don't do anything with her, and
yeah.
She just has to lose constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like kind of more excited when this was just Carmella versus Becky Lynch because I was like, man, maybe she'll get that SmackDown Women's title back.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, I think she was the first SmackDown Women's champion when they split the brands or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you know, it's like, oh, and Charlotte's back. And I'm like, I don't care. Now that Charlotte's in it, I'm like, oh, come on. Because I think they give I think Charlotte's good, but they give her like every accolade ever.
Yeah.
They just, so I'm predicting Charlotte will probably win this match.
Okay. So whenever there's a triple threat, I always see that as a way for the heel in the match to win, like for some stupid reason. So, and like, Charlotte and Becky have been like arguing on the show, so I really think Carmella retains.
I would like to see Becky Lynch just turn heel.
She could use it.
I think when people get real stale, like a great way is just like turn heel or turn face or whatever. Be the opposite of what you're doing, because what you're doing right now
sucks.
Is very old and tiresome.
But that's why we're not in the business, man.
That's true.
She's selling those goggles.
That's true. We're just armchair quarterbacking this whole thing, you know?
I mean, we would have turned Hogan heel in 88.
Hell yeah, we would have, brother. That's so true.
Oh, man. So I'm going with Carmella, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Carmella, too, man. She's great on the mic. The crowd actually hates her.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
You know what, though? I'm going to go Carmella also, just because I figure Charlotte will probably win. But I'd like to see Carmella retain by Becky Lynch turning on Charlotte.
Yeah.
And make that the next rivalry.
I think that could be it.
Keep Carmella out of it.
I think it could be something like that. There's also another... can we go ahead and talk about the next... Is the next match the other women's match?
Yes.
So I want to talk about that one now because it ties into with what I have to say about this one. Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss for the Raw women's title. I could see Ronda going over... And then Charlotte going over, and then the big champion versus champion Ronda-Charlotte match at WrestleMania.
That sounds pretty nice to me, actually. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ronda will win this. I think it's kind of a no-brainer that Ronda is going to win this. She definitely should win this.
Yeah.
She'll have a good match.
It has to be a crazy schmoz for her to lose.
Yeah. They're going to... I mean, they would just... To me, like, they would just make her look very, very weak if she lost. Even though Alexa Bliss is awesome... Don't get me wrong. But
her promos are incredible. I mean, she's great.
But just look at the tail of the tape. You know what I'm saying? She's so, you know, she's like they're two opposites in their abilities in many ways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And their styles. And I feel like Ronda needs to be built up to be unstoppable. She Ronda needs to would be have the to female Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Ronda would have to get cheated, but I'd much rather see her just completely destroy Alexa Bliss. Ragdoll her, throw her around, break her arm for real.
For real, just like what they did to Hogan, brother, just broke his leg for real.
Or like when Earthquake smashed him on the Brother Love Show,
dude. When Earthquake did the earthquake to Jake the Snake's snake and killed it.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
just shoot on it for real.
Yeah, I want to see it.
was that the name of his finisher? Just the earthquake also?
I call it the big taint.
Big taint, dude.
Dude, because every time he does it to somebody, his taint is just right in their face.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
I was watching an earthquake match with Miranda the other night, and she was like, who is that guy? Because I guess she's younger. She's 2 years younger than me, so she doesn't remember earthquake. And I was like, that's earthquake, man. And I was like, he was a big deal when we were kids. And then she was like, that guy was? And I looked at it, and you just saw like his cellulite butt in the screen. She was like, kids loved him?
No one loved him. He was the big bad guy to Hulk Hogan.
Exactly. He was a great, great heel for Hulk Hogan.
What
great
a great
monster.
Big man. Yeah. John Tinta, RIP, bro.
RIP, man.
Big shout out to Earthquake on this episode.
The shark,
yes. Golga from The Oddities.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude.
Golga was awesome.
Give him a Cartman doll. Mm-hmm. Watch the magic he can work with just a Cartman doll. But yeah, I'm thinking Ronda is going to go over on Alexa Bliss on this one.
So yeah, I still think Carmella, but man, wouldn't it be cool to see Charlotte Ronda champion versus champion?
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
See, now we're getting into like some matches that we're actually like got some passion behind it.
Yeah.
And we're actually getting super interested in. Thank you guys for bearing with us, listeners.
Yeah.
As we shat upon much of the first half of this card. But yeah. And then the next match, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
Guaranteed to be a slobber knocker.
A guaranteed slobber knocker. Yeah, 100% slam dunk.
By God.
A barn burner, whatever you want to say.
It's going to be good.
This is going to be an awesome, hopefully. Of course, we said the same thing about Nakamura Styles at WrestleMania.
They could just atomic drop each other to death or something.
Yeah, for all we know. Yeah. We got to work the taint. He's got a real sore taint after months of feuding with Nakamura. You got to work that injured limb.
Working the injured limb, you have to.
Yeah, you got to work that injured limb.
And he has a weak spot. We've seen it.
We have seen the we have seen the chink in his armor. That's for sure. We got to work that injured limb.
Kept him down for a 10 count.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think this is going to be a great match. I love Samoa Joe. He's a great bad guy. He's great in the ring. And he's great on the mic.
AJ Styles is great, a great good guy.
Dude, AJ Styles is going to go down in history as one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, he's the greatest wrestler in WWE.
You know,
right now.
WWE is a babyface territory. I don't know. I mean, Brock Lesnar has been the champion for a long time. So I think Samoa Joe might do this because I just feel like AJ needs to go in a different direction, maybe. I feel that way, but...
I don't know. I don't know what's in store for AJ. You know, I know that
I think he might go to Raw or something.
Yeah,
it
could be if they keep the brands split apart.
Yeah,
we'll all see. Once I guess WWE goes to Fox, I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of new and interesting things.
They might make him the sheriff of Raw.
Yeah, Sheriff Styles actually, and Constable Corbin.
You know what? I changed my mind. Dean Ambrose is going to be the sheriff of Raw for sure.
Hey everybody, Dean here. Oh man!
I mean, I guess SmackDown needs a constable, so maybe they'll make Dean Ambrose the constable of SmackDown.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
wouldn't you just love that?
Oh man,
Deputy Dean,
Deputy Dean with Paige. Yeah.
Hey everybody, Paige here.
Hey Deputy Dean.
Whenever, dude, that commercial, I know every wrestling listener knows exactly what commercial, the Paige here commercial. Yeah, dude. I can see Dean Ambrose doing those. Maybe that's what he's getting all yoked for.
Maybe he's doing a 12 rounds knockdown, whatever.
Yeah, dude, maybe he's going to do 12 rounds four, dude.
Yeah.
48 rounds. 12 rounds X4.
I watched
the third one with him Dean. In it. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was a movie.
He had three words the entire time.
It was okay. I can't wait for that Marine 6 to come out.
That
though,
just tells you how big of marks we were for Dean Ambrose at one time.
Yeah, I know. We both rented it from Redbox. watched it with like, dude, this is going to be so good. He's so good.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's a dollar I'll never get back.
Miranda and I had a Saturday night to ourselves the other night, and we decided to rent Blockers with John Cena and the new Jumanji with The Rock.
Jumanji. What did you think about him?
Well, there's a really great part in Jumanji where The Rock is a CGI rock on a motorcycle driving up a hill.
Yeah, that's great.
Brilliant.
I saw Jumanji 3 times in the theater.
No, the original one?
No, the new one. True story. I saw it and I was like, oh man, that was hilarious. And then I saw it again because I had Movie Pass, and yeah. I was like, I'll just go see it again.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends was like, you want to go see it? And I was like, yeah, I'll go see. I saw it 3 times in the theater.
Jack Black's pretty great in it.
Man, who isn't great in that movie?
I kind of liked it, I have to be honest.
Listeners.
The kids are not great in it. The kids from the beginning of the movie that.
Kids always are lame.
I know.
Movies. But listeners, you tell me, what movie was better for you, Jumanji or The Godfather Part 2?
Or Blockers. Let's throw Blockers in there.
I haven't seen Blockers yet, but.
It's a movie.
It looks like it would be funny sometimes.
And, you know, it seems like they're trying to make a joke with, like, a rooster on the cover.
Yeah.
And it's just...
I'm not getting it, though.
I don't understand.
There's one thing that I don't get, and that's potty humor. I don't get toilet humor. Keep your mind out of the gutter.
That's how you know the movie's going to be funny, though. If there's a joke on the cover...
Yeah. You know you're going to be in for belly laughs.
So many jokes.
So who do you think is going to win this, Styles or Samoa Joe? I'm going to go ahead and say Samoa Joe. I think they're going to put Styles in a new direction.
I think so. I could also, I mean, you know, I'm saying Samoa Joe, but I could definitely see them keeping it going with AJ Styles, because it's not like anything's been bad besides the low-blown match.
Right.
The multiple matches that were just shots.
But Styles still looks good in all those matches. You know what I'm saying? It's not like those matches were bad. They just didn't live up to the hype that we had in our heads for them. So
exactly, yeah.
I'm going Samoa Joe on this.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, like I said, they're going to move AJ. I want to see, everybody wants to see, they have dream matches for AJ. So I think moving him to Raw would be good.
Yeah, he can just fight a whole new roster of people.
Exactly, yeah.
Last match, do you think it'll go on last? Do you think this will be the headlining match of SummerSlam? Probably.
Yes. You're in the big dog's yard.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is when you're a dog in a big yard and you're a big dog, it's only a matter of time before you're the big dog in the big yard.
Yeah.
And this is the big dog's yard.
This is the big dog's yard, the biggest yard of all.
And we're ready to go big, dog. Yeah. We're going to go yard. Big yard.
I wish they spelled it D-A-W-G.
I wish Roman Reigns would wear big dog t-shirts. Big dog brand t-shirts. They need to do a tie-in with that. Dude. Do you remember Big Dog?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like...
Maybe he drinks Red Dog.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about Red Dog. He probably drinks Red Dog and Mad Dog cocktails.
I wish he'd wear Big Johnson shirts.
Dude, forget Big Dog. He's wearing the Big Johnson shirts. That's what he's like, yeah, man, this is my cousin's clothing line.
Dude, you think maybe they'll bring Dean Ambrose back and he'll be the big fish? And he'll be like, I'm a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
You know?
And the big fish and the big dog are gonna go and they're just gonna have a tag team.
Because you can be like, if he was the big fish, he wouldn't be in the big dog's yard. He's in his own water base.
He's in a pond. He's not in a yard.
Yeah, so
I think that they should tag team though, the big fish and the big dog, and Big and Rich can do their entrance music.
That would be big.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly. So you got Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns yet again. For the heavyweight championship.
What are we supposed to say?
But here's the deal. Brock Lesnar does not have Paul Heyman, so that's going to be a big factor.
I was saying this earlier. Like, that's what makes me most excited about what Raw is doing right now is, like, I want to know what Paul Heyman's going to do. I love Paul Heyman. Man, greatest manager. Well, Bobby and Paul.
One of the greatest.
Bobby and Paul are both up there for me as greatest managers of all time. So, you know, like... We were saying, like, Paul could be with Ronda, or Paul could be with, I mean, there's just, put him with AJ Styles. I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, it could be anybody.
Samoa Joe.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you want to keep him like a heel manager.
The thing about all those people is they can all talk. It works great with Brock, because Brock doesn't really need to, I don't ever want to hear Brock talk. So.
You know who he needs to go with? Ricochet. Because that's a guy that's great in the ring and can't talk at all.
Dude, the one time, Brock said something that I really loved was when he's like, I'm going to go home and drink a Bud Light because Coors Light wouldn't pay me nothing on UFC.
Dude, that rocks.
Yeah.
Drink a Bud Light because Coors Light wouldn't pay me enough. But yeah, what do you think? So it's up in the air for me because, you know, there is no Paul Heyman is not in Brock's corner.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come out and be in Roman's corner. Maybe they'll try to put...
God, what if they put Paul with Roman? I didn't even think about it.
Yep.
Roman can't talk.
That'd be the obvious thing. They put Paul Heyman with Roman. And Paul Heyman's like probably going to do a face turn.
You just hurt my feelings.
Yeah, he's going to do a face turn and he's going to get with Roman. What do you think about that? And then Roman's going to be the champion.
Okay, so what I really think, I think Vince McMahon and Dana White both want Brock as their champion and to carry both the belts on both the shows. It's cross promotion. It's good for both of them.
Right.
So I think Brock wins. But why are they having Roman in the match again?
That's the big question. Why have Roman Reigns lose to Brock Lesnar again? Especially if you want to make Roman Reigns like a big deal, a big dog deal. Why make him lose every time to Brock Lesnar?
And if you want to really get philosophical about it, if he loses again, then whose yard is it really?
That's so true. I didn't even think about it.
I mean, who is the big dog then?
That's true. What if Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker before Roman did?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker when he was still in good shape. For crying out loud. So don't talk to me about how this is your yard now because you beat up an old man.
Roman Reigns beat a crippled Undertaker, dude.
Roman Reigns beat up somebody that looks like, I mean, Undertaker looked like somebody's trucking Papaw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like they couldn't lift each other and like they were, it was a sloppy match, man. Yeah. It was bad.
So it's his yard now. But yeah, whose yard is it really? I'm going to say, here's the deal. I'm going to say Brock Lesnar just because I don't really want Roman Reigns to win. And, yeah, I don't. I mean, it's. Wait, I've seen this match a bunch, and I don't care.
How do you think the crowd reacts if Roman wins?
Well, let's see. How do you think the crowd will react? They'll boo him.
Seems like they like Roman now because everybody hates Brock because he's never on the show.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sure they'll boo Roman Reigns. I'm sure people will. But we're in our own.
Well, aren't they in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Roman's getting booed out of the building.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and we're in our own. Internet wrestling echo chamber. So maybe we just think that everyone hates Roman Reigns and we were
chanting "We won Roman" on Raw the other night.
Really? Who was doing that?
The fans.
Weird. Why? Yeah,
because Brock like wouldn't come out. Oh, he was in the back. Gotcha. Or, yeah.
Well, hell, that's SummerSlam for you. I like it too. It's like that's SummerSlam, everybody. Pish.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were getting our research material together, I came across an article from Bleacher Report that's just like NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4 and SummerSlam. Who do you think will win the weekend? Which show do you think will be the better show?
Let's be real.
Yeah, we got to be 100% honest. We know, I know, TakeOver is going to be the better
every
show.
Every time it is.
Always, consistently. Yeah. Even when they have like a lineup, like I think the lineup before WrestleMania, I was like, man, is this going to be like...
I know it ended up being incredible.
Yeah, and it was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. The last one that they did before Money in the Bank, fantastic.
Yeah. Did you see aren't they doing another War Games?
Yes, they are, before Survivor Series.
Wow, that's going to be amazing.
That's going to be their yearly, one of their yearly things is War Games.
I love it. I love War Games.
So,
as long as they don't go to the three-ring thing.
I think they should do that match that's with the three cages on top of each other. The House of Horrors.
Yes.
The Chamber of Horrors match. That's what I think that they should do.
Oh, man. When it was just Hulk Hogan and they had the mega powers and they just like beat the hell out of everybody and Zeus was at the end and it was just god awful.
You know it's going to be a tough match if Zeus is at the end of it.
Man, talk about a joke. I watched that Survivor Series with Zeus the other night and it's...
Zeus.
He just chokes him because he can't wrestle, so they just have him choke him and get disqualified at the beginning.
My biggest thing with Zeus is I hated the fact that they gave him a unibrow.
Like was that about?
They gave him one eyebrow and then they shaved the other one like half off.
What was that?
I hated that. Why did they do that?
It was
that?
A fake unibrow and then a fake Z in his head.
Well, I can see why they did that. That was pretty tight.
You liked that?
I used to get Z's shaved in my head when I was a kid. You get the Z's or the lightning bolts, whatever.
You were a Zeus fan?
Oh, yeah, that's because I got it. I was a big Zeus head.
I was a Zeus, dude, I was watching
Zeus a maniac.
And that
dude.
Survivor Series match, it's Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse the Body Ventura announcing. And Gorilla goes, "What kind of belt is that?" And Jesse goes, "It's a Zeus belt. It's got a Z on it."
It's a Zeus belt. Hey, man, if $1 Million Man can have his own belt, so can Zeus. Mm-hmm. I don't see why not. Yeah, but now it's time to talk about what we really want to talk about, guys.
Yeah. This
NXT
is what we're here for.
TakeOver Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, we've did this podcast as late as possible. And of course, the newest episode of NXT has not aired yet. So there may be some spoilers here because we're looking at it on the internet. And if there's one thing that the internet wrestling community loves, it is spoilers. So I will say some of this might come as a surprise to you, and some of it might come as a surprise to us because I haven't really looked through all the card yet. But I think all the cards are in play, all the obvious matches. If they haven't been officially announced, I think you know.
No, there was a big change today. Or yesterday?
Yeah, we did see that. So, I mean, do you want to talk? Do you want to talk the main event first?
No, let's get. We'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I'm going through the card here and pull up your research too, just to make sure I didn't miss anything. But the bottom match, not the bottom match, but I guess the last match they go in the order from main event to what have you on this. Velveteen Dream versus EC3.
Could not be more excited.
Could not be more excited either.
Dude, Velveteen
Dream. The vignettes
Dream,
have been so insanely good.
They look
good.
Like bad, good, bad pornos.
They look, dude, the vignettes have been hilarious.
Yeah, they're great, man.
And EC3, we were talking about him before we even started recording. I was like, you know, when EC3, you know, I'm not a huge TNA guy, so I'm not familiar with his work, really. And, you know, when he first came in, you know, to that match, just cold into that ladder match, I was like, you know, he's pretty good, but, you know, kind of a little sloppy, little wonky in his, you know, kind of, you could definitely tell he probably came from TNA.
Yeah, exactly.
To NXT. But over the past few, you know, 6 weeks or whatever, now that they are allowing him to do more vignettes where he's talking more, and his personality is just insane. He's awesome on the mic, and he's literally went from 0 to 60 in my book over the past few weeks. His stock is way up with me.
These are two of my favorite people to watch, period. They don't ever have to wrestle if they don't want to, and I'm still going to be their biggest fan.
Yeah.
Like, they're both hilarious and incredible on the mic. So it's already got me pumped for this match. We got the first bit of physicality, I guess, when he dumped Velveteen Dream in the pool.
It was only 3 feet deep.
It was like 3 feet deep. Dude, and how great, also too, like how great was their just kind of interaction at the UK tournament where, you know, Velveteen Dream just too injured to make the to get the tag. And he just walks off that's great.
Yeah.
Velveteen Dream to me, and again, we were talking about this earlier, was just, to me, he could be the number one. He could be the WWE's next John Cena in a few years, in my
John
opinion.
Cena actually said that.
Really?
Yeah. John Cena said that. That was a month or two ago. But I'm hoping that NXT starts to keep some of these guys, and you know, he can be the face of NXT. Wouldn't that be amazing that if we just had Velveteen at the top of NXT for a long time?
Yeah, because we were discussing that too. It's like, unless they just like fire a bunch of people from WWE, I mean,
which is some of them probably deserve it right now.
Yeah, you know, but unless they have some serious turnover in WWE, it's like they're just going to be packing these rosters with people from NXT that aren't going to be doing anything.
They're not
going to
have an opportunity.
Yeah. And they need to either, I think that it would be beneficial if they just expanded NXT, maybe give them a 2-hour show, maybe put them on the road, maybe make it their, you know, WWE's Wednesday show or something like that on a network. I mean, even if they just kept it on WWE Network, that would be fine. But to make it like its own thing and to just kind of take it up from, you know, always being at, you know, you can always have your tapings and stuff at Full Sail, but, you know, maybe have live event, like more live
I would love
shows
to see live
and stuff
events,
like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I would love that. I mean, I think they have to at some point make just a third brand.
Right, exactly.
Like, I mean, it already is a third brand, but they have to treat it like
they need
Raw,
to put the,
Raw and SmackDown.
The money and the attention behind it. Because, I mean, I know that people love it because it is their thing. It's much more personal than WWE, you know what I'm saying? It's like why people loved ECW.
It's the underground.
Right,
it's not at all, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, though, is it just, if they can expand it out more and you'll have more people that can stay longer until they're actually ready.
And like I was saying earlier, bringing guys down.
Right.
It's not even down to me, but whatever. You know, if they brought guys from Raw.
Bring people over.
Over, yeah, yeah. Get them over. Bring people over to get them over. No, but like I would love to see The Miz, you know, face off against Velveteen Dream or Aleister Black or something, or John Cena against some of these guys would be amazing.
Yeah, or even just bring back some of the, you know, bring back some of the alumni, dude.
Yeah.
Like Cesaro or Rusev.
Kevin Owens.
And Tyler Breeze has been on the road with NXT and to like super great, big pop, if you will.
Bo Dallas was amazing in NXT.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, at least Bo Dallas is actually getting a little bit of push with
doing
the B team.
Doing something. I don't understand it, but that's something.
Yeah, they are doing something.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I am very excited, though, to see Velveteen Dream and EC3.
On your point, though, about Velveteen being the face of WWE, I really think EC3 moves up before Velveteen.
I'm sure he will. I think
because of his body.
Yeah, and he's just been... I mean, I think Velveteen, with him only being 20, what, 3-4
yeah,
years old?
Yeah, super young, yeah.
He's got plenty of years to be in NXT. Mm-hmm. The thing is I don't know how old EC3 is, but I know EC3 was in the same NXT as, like, Daniel Bryan and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's got to have... He's got a shorter window of opportunity.
For sure, yeah.
You know, it's like Bobby Roode. Like, you got to bring Bobby Roode up, but he's going to be 40.
Talk about somebody that's been ruined.
Yes.
Dude, they had him, like, twerking at the last pay-per-view we watched together and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude,
are you excited for Bobby Roode's match on SummerSlam?
He doesn't have one.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I know why, because he's a face that twerks.
He's a face that twerks. He's the face that twerks the place.
Also, he looks small in WWE.
Yeah, he kind of does, but whatever. Yeah. All right, next match.
We didn't even say who's going to win.
Oh, yeah. The thing is you know who's going to win? The audience,
yeah.
The listeners, the people that are watching it. I
don't care
match.
Who wins. I think Velveteen wins it, maybe. No.
Very well could be match of the night.
Actually, really, Velveteen doesn't really win those big matches, does he?
I don't know. I'm gonna go Velveteen Dream on this.
I think I'm going to go EC3.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, I'm going to go EC3.
Either way, we're going to win. That could be match of the night.
I think it will be match of the night, 100%. Velveteen consistently has match of the night. There's only one other chance at match of the night to me.
Well, the next match we're going to talk about, it's on this list, NXT Tag Team Championship match, Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain.
Dude, love it, love it, love it.
Those matches love that it. They were having were fantastic.
Love it.
The last match where Tyler Bate had to throw in the towel.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't talk to me about how heartbreaking and real that was.
It was.
He didn't want to see his friend hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't want to see his friend hurt.
Tugging at my heartstrings.
Give me an old tug job on the heartstrings. But yeah, their chemistry is awesome. Their match at the UK tournament was fantastic. Their matches on the weekly show were awesome. I love Mustache Mountain. I love their jackets.
Yeah. Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong aren't going to have a bad match anyways.
Never. And honestly, Mustache Mountain aren't going to have a bad match.
No.
So this is going to be a guaranteed slam dunk.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for sure.
You know, they got great psychology.
Yeah. Dude, I love Kyle O'Reilly. Like, I've always been a Kyle O'Reilly fan,
but him
in NXT
better.
Now, his sales are amazing.
My God.
Just him, like, falling out of the ring.
Dude,
like,
it's amazing.
And his just, like, posture and stuff is so weird. His stance is so weird.
Yeah.
And he makes it look, like, legit. Like, it gives it, like, a different shoot style.
Wait, it's not real?
It's real to me, damn it.
Yeah, I love Kyle O'Reilly. I love, love, love Kyle O'Reilly. I'd love to see him. I mean, he's great. He's a great tag team wrestler, but he was also a great singles wrestler in New Japan before he came over. So I hope one day
he gets
that chance.
And what can you say about Roderick Strong?
Dude.
Amazing.
Since he's been in NXT and just got insanely ripped.
Dude, since he's been in Undisputed Era and like... I mean, since like when he was in
he is
in
a better
NXT,
heel.
He's an awesome heel.
Yeah, I never saw that coming.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And since he's been in Undisputed Era, his stock is way up with me.
Like, but you know what's going to happen with him? I can already see it.
What do you think?
205 Live.
Roderick Strong?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure him and...
Adam Cole?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Well, you know what? If you put Undisputed Era on 205 Live, I'll watch them shits.
I know, for real.
I'll start watching it every week.
Seriously, yeah.
You know? So maybe that'll be a good thing for the... For the program.
Yeah.
Roderick Strong could beat up Johnny Gargano.
So who do you got, in this match?
Johnny Boogers. You know what, dude? I'm going to go Undisputed Era. And I think maybe, color me crazy, I think Tyler Bate might turn on Trent Seven.
No way.
I think he might. I think that they might lose based on Trent Seven's bum knee, And I think Tyler Bate, I wonder if Tyler Bate's going to turn heel.
Yeah, because Trent Seven can't be like in NXT for the long haul, right?
I don't think so. I mean, he's older, considerably older, like late 30s.
He's got a weird body.
Yeah, I was going to say his body type is very strange.
Yeah.
So, and his ability is just not that of Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate is also one of like the big superstars of the future. Like,
yeah.
Except he
can't talk. He needs Trent Seven because he can't talk at all, dude.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, but maybe Paul Heyman
will have Tyler Bate.
Yeah, dude. He'll be the next Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah.
But they did that interview where he's just like, you know, I don't want to see you hurt and you're my best friend or whatever. Yeah. And I'm wondering, like, is that going to lead up to something? Well, is this leading up to something?
I don't know if the turn happens here, though, because I'm thinking this could be a lead into the War Games matches.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
Undisputed Era, Pete Dunne.
Maybe
joining Mustache Mountain to go against Undisputed Era.
Yes. Yep.
In War Games.
I think that would be probably the jam.
How many teams are in War Games?
They did three last time.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other one could possibly be.
Street Profits.
I mean, I would like to see EC3 and Velveteen Dream as a tag team.
Yeah. I mean, but they have good tag teams. They're like Heavy Machinery, Street Profits.
Oh, my God. I love Heavy Machinery.
TM6, the Mighty.
Where? I don't really like the Mighty.
Oh. They wear pants now.
Yeah.
That's fun. I think the Mighty kind of look like Rhett and Link.
Why are Heavy Machinery not on this pay-per-view?
I don't know, dude. I'm sure that they probably will be on like the dark matches that they air on NXT
exactly,
the next week.
Yeah.
They should be. I think for sure Heavy Machinery and the Mighty will probably have a match.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Next match that's on this list, NXT Women's Championship, Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane. Oh, did you say who you think is going to win? Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain?
I did not.
I'm going Undisputed Era.
Yeah, I'm going Undisputed Era too.
Yeah.
Having that whole group holding titles is awesome.
And seeing Kyle O'Reilly play the air guitar on the belt.
Yep. Yeah.
Belt guitar. That's the jam right there.
Yeah, I don't think it's time yet for them to lose it.
NXT Women's Championship next match, Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane.
So I'm kind of cold on Shayna Baszler now, man.
I'm really?
Yeah, I'm not that into her anymore.
I like Shayna Baszler. I mean, I think that she's good on the mic. I think that she's good in the ring.
I don't really like her mic work.
Well, excuse me. I think that she's good, and she's kind of, I mean, she's pretty BA. But again, I hate that they just no-sell her armbar. Like, that's supposed to be her big thing.
Yeah.
And, like, put somebody in an armbar, and, like, Ember Moon can be in it for 35 minutes.
I know, yeah.
Before, like, convulsing.
I love Kairi Sane, though.
Oh, my gosh. Kairi Sane is so cute that, like, that's just something about her is just, like, you want to root for her.
That Instagram is fire.
I haven't seen it. I'll have to add it.
That's a good one.
But I'm just saying, like, you just want to love her. You just want her to win, and you want, like, the other day when she was talking to it, she's, like, you know, being a pirate, and she goes, and that the twiddle. She sounded like Michelle Tanner from Full House. And I was just like, oh, I want you to win that twiddle.
I definitely want her to win.
Yeah.
Definitely. 100%.
If she's beat her once, I think she can do it again.
Yeah. I think it. Yeah, did you see the table for three with Lita and Beth Phoenix?
And Natty,
I think.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I saw a preview for it.
Lita talks about in that Women's Royal Rumble where Kairi Sane elbowed her in the corner and, like, nearly knocked her out, like, knocked the wind out of her and...
Really?
She was, like, laid up in the corner, like, you would take the Bronco Buster or something.
Right, that's the Kyrie's elbow. Yeah.
And, man, she said that was, like, the most painful thing she's ever taken in wrestling.
Dude. Maybe that's why Lita's moonsault was so off. She was disoriented from Kyrie's elbow. Yikes.
It's a shoot.
It's a shoot, bro.
It's a shoot
working
elbow.
Themselves into a shoot,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Kairi Sane's beat her once. She can do it again.
I think the
crowd loves Kairi Sane, and I think Shayna Baszler, I don't know if she's necessarily going to do it right away, but I think putting Shayna Baszler on the main roster and with Ronda Rousey
a good idea.
Would be something. That could give Ronda someone to feud with, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what happens.
And also, too, you know, my favorite female wrestler in the entire world, Io Shirai, is in that Mae Young Classic. And, I mean, the fact that Io Shirai and Kairi Sane have had so many matches together in Stardom. Like, I think that that could be a pretty good rivalry.
The winner of the
in.
Mae Young Classic faces the champion, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I think, typically.
That would be awesome.
But if you could just see another Io Shirai, Kairi Sane match, it would be fantastic
for
sure.
Yeah. And that's for all you nerds out there.
Yeah, for all you... I like Stardom.
Nobody... But, you should probably explain what Stardom is.
Yeah, Stardom, for anybody that doesn't know, it's basically like the Japanese women's version of, you know, New Japan. It's an all-women's league in Japan with some of the greatest wrestlers in the world.
What do we have here? Shimmer in America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it would be the equivalent of Shimmer.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Piper Niven or Viper, basically... Mm-hmm. You know, you remember her from the Mae Young tournament. She's, you know, she, even though she's from Scotland, she was huge in Stardom. Tony Storm is huge in Stardom. Kairi Sane's from Stardom. I mean, basically the most elite female athletes. Tessa Blanchard.
If you've seen Glow,
yeah. It's like a Japanese Glow.
Yeah. So that brings us to the main event, I think, already.
Yeah, man. We thought we were going to like just plow through SummerSlam, and here we are already at the main event. It's because, you know what? NXT just trims the fat. They keep it short, sweet, and delivering you awesome matches.
Yeah.
And that... Oh, you know what? I lied. We got one more match.
Am I missing
NXT
one?
North American Championship.
Oh, yeah. I missed that. Okay.
Adam Cole versus Ricochet.
It's going to be a hell of a match.
It's going to be a hell of a match, but it's also, you know, from what I hear, what the dirt sheets have told me... Ricochet might be injured.
He might be hurt, yeah.
But they said the same thing about when he went against Velveteen Dream last time, that he might have been hurt, might have been injured.
We should also say Paducah, Kentucky's own Ricochet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To the point, like, you know, I guess he was injured enough last time when we went and saw him, saw NXT in Louisville. He didn't wrestle. He just came out looking like The Rock.
Yeah.
Like 1993 The Rock in a sleeveless and some Adidas track pants.
I'm not sure... how I feel about Ricochet.
I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete, and
I feel like he does have great match. I mean, like in that ladder match, man, he was bumping all over the place. He was like a guy would touch him and he'd fly out of the ring, and like he looks awesome getting beat up.
Yeah,
which is a good thing.
And he can do some insane aerial tactics.
Yeah,
insane aerial maneuvers.
I wish he'd bring back the double moonsault he used to do.
Yeah, well, he's been doing that
640 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It's like a, dude, you could just do a senton.
620 or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm not a math major.
No, me neither.
But I'm not a master of aerial maneuvers.
But I am a wrestling major.
That's true. Now he's going to go against Adam Cole. And
I got Adam Cole.
Yeah, Adam Cole has charisma to spare. Adam Cole's the man.
Yeah.
Now,
I want to see Undisputed Era with all the belts. It's cool.
But I think that they're also, I mean, they've been building Ricochet to be the freaking man. Like, the crowd loves Ricochet. They want Ricochet. So.
He should be a Paul Heyman guy.
That guy definitely should. He looks like Freddie Mercury. When he's on that mic.
Yep.
He's got a huge row of pearly whites. But
he's got the talking skills of Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's for sure. But. I don't know. Adam Cole, so much charisma. I can see them going either way. I think, ultimately, the fans are going to win on this one, too.
Fans,
I think this
fans win all night.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go Adam Cole, though, to retain, because I just love the Undisputed Era.
The only match that's going to like slow down all night is going to be the Baszler match.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of how NXT usually has it, is like the women's match. Like they've been putting, when the women's matches are like in the middle of the card like that, they're always kind of like the... I don't know. I don't want to say the popcorn match or whatever.
They work a limb.
Yeah. And I don't know. At least I'm actually way more excited about this match because women's division match other than last time because like Nikki Cross is just not my cup of tea.
Not
to
a
put
Nikki
her
Cross
with
fan.
Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
I, you know.
Yeah, there was nothing for them to do. Like
right.
Forearms.
Exactly. Nikki Cross is, I think they need to rebrand her.
Yeah.
I'm just overseeing her jump on somebody's back or like...
What is up with Sanity, too? I feel like they moved up and then they're just gone.
I don't know.
I haven't seen them at all.
They had a match. They had a match against...
This past week?
No, on the last pay-per-view. They had a match with New Day.
Oh,
and
that's right, yeah.
Like a tables match.
I just haven't seen them
Yeah.
since then.
Who cares?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah,
all right, now let's go to the main event here, guys. Tale of the tape. Main event. It's up in the air. Who knows? But Tommaso Ciampa is going to be there. Johnny Gargano is going to be there. And from what I hear, or from what I've seen in this breaking WWE videos on Twitter, I don't know what Aleister Black is going to do.
Aleister, so everybody's saying Aleister Black is legitimately for real hurt, and they made a storyline out of it.
Yeah, it sounds it's what a I'm shoot reading injury. Here, it says, unfortunately, a groin injury has forced Black out of action.
Well, don't put him up against Nakamura then.
So it's, heck no. So it's going to be Ciampa Gargano, third bout, last man standing stipulation added in.
Ooh, man.
So this will be a last man standing match for the NXT championship.
I know we were talking about, you know, we don't like Gargano, Johnny Boogers.
I cannot stand Johnny Gargano.
The man,
stand him. And I still hate him.
This last match he had with Ciampa was just incredible. But I know it's Ciampa.
You know it is. When's the last time you saw Gargano fight, you know, say, somebody that wasn't just absolutely carrying and being awesome the entire time?
I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know when he gets hit and he gets all dizzy faced?
He gets the dizzy face. He's got boogers in his beard. He's got
That's how you know he's getting beat up. That's how he sells.
His lips are chapped as fuck.
Yep.
You know, wearing his wet suit.
Also,
vest.
Man, comb your hair or get a haircut.
Dude, he got an even worse haircut. I was always like, man, you need to like maybe line up them sides or whatever. Yeah. And then he got it done and it looks even worse.
Change your song.
Oh, my gosh. That song sounds like it would just be his wife's entrance music.
Yeah, yeah.
For real. Yep. Candice LeRae's entrance music. Not into it.
She's always wearing her pajamas out to the ring.
I know. I can't stand that. Like wearing your candies shorts out to the ring. I hate them both. I hate the Gargano family. Yeah. Garganos, if you're listening, unsubscribe to this podcast.
You were immediately. You were aggressively booing Candice LeRae when we were at
I was
NXT.
Aggressively booing Candice LeRae.
Boo! Boo! You suck, Candace.
Yeah, you suck, Candace. Yes.
Everybody else is cheering her on.
Everybody else was like, oh my God, what's wrong with that guy? I hate them. What can I say? They're terrible. And the thing is like everybody wants to be like, dude, Gargano, he's one hell of a... Dude, no, he's not one hell of a wrestler. He's fighting people that are hell of a wrestlers, dude. Yeah. He's fighting, you know, Ciampa, who is making him look like $1 million, or he's fighting CN, who's making him look like $1 million.
CN is incredible, too, yeah. You're right. I mean, you make a good point. You make a good point.
Yeah.
But I still say he's been in some good match. I mean, that
yes,
lets...
he has been in some great matches with some great wrestlers. Yeah. He's just not one of them.
What do you think Gargano versus Roman Reigns would be like?
I think, put Gargano against Lars Sullivan and tell me he's a great wrestler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Aleister had a good match with Lars.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you put Gargano with Lars Sullivan, you tell me how good Gargano is.
Yeah. Who's another kind of half-ass wrestler that we could put him with that would be interesting?
Mm-hmm. Who is half-ass? Keith Lee.
Oh, my God. Dude. Or what's the finest?
Put him with the finest. Yeah.
Let's see him with the finest and see what happens.
Yeah. And then tell me how great the match is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I literally watched CN have a match with Sin Cara, who has not had a good match in 5 years.
Yeah.
And it'd be good.
When they were putting CN in there with jobbers and stuff, he was having great matches, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But Gargano, no, I don't think so. And I was even going to be like, dude, put him in a match with like a jobber like Fabian Aichner or Raul Mendoza. But those two dudes are freaking amazing.
They're amazing, yeah.
And then Chris Dijak, amazing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And that one, like, the guy that, what's his name? Marcel Bartel. That was his name. It rhymed.
That's guy that's like nine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had that match with Keith Lee. I was like, even this guy that's like, I guess a jobber or something. I don't know if they're just bringing these new people up or what on that latest episode. But I was like, even that guy seems like he's got some real chops.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Gargano, man, who cares? Who do you think? Do you think Gargano will win this belt? Do you think it's the third match? Do you think it'll happen? The belt's on the line. Did they give Ciampa the belt specifically so Gargano can win it?
I was excited when it was a triple threat match with Aleister because I was like, oh, this is a way to keep Gargano from getting the title again. But now that it's just those two, storytelling-wise, I'm not sure that it would make sense for Gargano to lose again.
Exactly. And if he wins the belt, I'm just going to not watch NXT ever again.
Dude, what? I mean, they could move Ciampa up, though, because he is...
the hottest heel ever.
The best heel of all
Doesn't
time.
Even need to come out to music. He just comes out to a scream of FUs.
I haven't seen a heel like that since Earthquake.
Since Earthquake. Dude, I haven't seen a match that good since Edge's Money in the Bank entrance.
Dude, I love Ciampa. I love... Is it Ciampa or Ciampa? I don't know. They say Ciampa, but in ROH, it was always Ciampa.
Yeah.
So, but, you know... I just love everything he does.
Ciampa.
Ciampa.
I can't stand Johnny Gargano's lisp. I can't stand his boogers. I can't stand his chapped lips. I can't stand his pumpkin pie haircut.
I'm starting to think the boogers are strategically placed so we know he's getting beat up.
Dude.
Like, that's how you know he's getting beat up. He pulls it out of his wrist tape and puts a booger on.
Dude. The other day, or the other day, that one time you, the last pay-per-view before... well, not even the last one, but that one before WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. You sent me a message. Maybe it was the last one, not the one before WrestleMania. Maybe it was the last one. You're like, dude, no boogers.
Yeah.
And the thing is he really did actually have one. I literally, because he had a busted nose, and he like literally snot rocketed a bloody booger out of his nose at one point in the match. And I was like, I got to correct Jake on this.
Yeah, you're right.
So I didn't
right.
do it then. I'll do it now.
Yeah, you're right, man.
It's a booger, the most boogery man ever. And he just reminds me of Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. It's basically what Johnny Gargano reminds me of.
His hair, too.
I could rant, pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
Oh,
I could rant about Gargano forever. Here's the deal.
You sound like classy Freddie Blassie cutting a promo on Gargano.
Dude, I swear to God.
Gargano, you pumpkin pie geek.
You pencil neck geek. You pumpkin pie haircutted freak. Dude. Yeah, I literally am not a Gargano fan.
Well, I don't know how they topped that last match either.
We'll see. We'll see. I guess Ciampa's going to have to pull through again with a match of the year again.
Yeah. Dude, is that match of the year, though, the last one, you think? Right now? Was the Aleister one better?
I don't know.
Man, all I can think about is that ring.
Yeah.
Spitting on the ring. That was that was like a moment. I felt like a child again.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we were talking about, we remember Earthquake killing the snake.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like one of those moments.
Or when Andre the Giant tore off Hogan's crucifix necklace.
It was like that type of thing.
Yeah. You know what I hope? I hope that Tommaso Ciampa retains the belt, beats up Gargano. Gargano looks for solace in the arms of his wife, because you know his wife's going to be out there consoling
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a heel turn, turns on him, and then gets with Ciampa.
Oh, my God.
And Gargano's just a man broken, down on his luck. Everything bad has happened to him. He's country song level status.
I thought you were going to go with Dean Ambrose and Renee would come out and have a polyamorous relationship with Candice LeRae.
Yep. And this is where it's all going, guys. This is my dream booking. Polyamorous relationship in NXT. I think that's exactly what it's been missing. We need to represent that. That needs to be represented. It's 2018 already.
Come on.
You know, who do you think's going to win?
Man, I hate it. I don't want to pick it.
I'm going Ciampa is going to win.
But you're picking with your heart.
I'm going to pick with my heart, because I can't just pick Gargano. So I want to say Ciampa.
He can't even pick his nose, apparently.
That's true. Ciampa will win. Because Candice LeRae will break Johnny Gargano's heart. And
dude, there's no way that happens.
Dude, I've got an insider.
There's no way his wife is going to divorce him over...
for Tommaso Ciampa, dude. She's going to leave him for Ciampa. I'm telling you, that's going to be a storyline.
Oh, man.
That's what I can see in my heart. That's what I've been pinned. That's what I have pinned to my vision board. And I've been manifesting every day.
I'm just trying to think of like what it could be.
Just go ahead and say what you think you're going to say. Just go ahead and say it. I know what you're going to have. You want that little, you're like, oh, man, Gargano's been really good lately, dude. I've been really liking him a lot more lately, dude. He's been having such good matches. Whatever.
I'm trying to think, like, story-wise. Like, you have a reason, right, for Ciampa to win.
Yeah.
You have a story plotted out. And, like, when I'm picking these matches, I always come up with some harebrained story to make me decide.
I just can't pick Gargano for this.
I know, I'm trying to come up with a harebrained story.
I can't see Johnny Gargano as NXT champion.
There's nobody else involved in the matches besides Aleister Black. I think if you watch that video where Alistair got hurt, I'm just now putting this together. Ciampa is walking in as they're walking out with the belt, right?
Right.
So it's like implied that probably he attacked Alistair. Alistair could come out, try to interfere in the match, but hit Gargano.
Maybe Gargano attacked him. What if Gargano attacked Aleister Black?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Now I hate him even more because Aleister Black is one of my faves. Yeah.
And that groin's going to heal fast.
That groin. Dude pulled his groin. Oh, man.
He's a growing boy.
Dude. So what do you think?
I'm going with, I just talked myself into the man, the myth, the legend. The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
You think Bret Hart?
Yeah.
It's going to be a...
Tommaso. I'm going with Tommaso.
Yeah, dude. They're going to do a Montreal screw job angle. Mm-hmm. Bret Hart's going to come out and then they're going to screw him out of the title.
What if they did a screw... Ciampa had the ref, paid the ref.
Dude, Drake
it's,
is always
it's
the like,
last man standing, though. So
it's
you
last man standing.
Yeah.
So how are you gonna fudge those numbers, man? How are you going to cheat in a last man standing? I'm sure somebody's done it.
I just don't... okay, so it's a last man standing. There's no way Gargano wins this because he's not going to do a move brutal enough to keep... Ciampa is going to be the one to do a brutal move.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his thing.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, people think that when Johnny Gargano slaps his leg, that makes it more brutal.
I know.
But that rolling kick, I can't stand that. When he just like rolls and then barely caresses them with his leg.
The Hangman DDTs onto different things.
Yeah, that's brutal. Dude, that Hangman DDT that he did to Aleister Black off of that road case was absolutely...
The one in the ring when they pulled the ring back was awesome. I mean, he's got to come up with a new way. They're going to come up with a new way for him to do that that's even more brutal than what he did to Aleister.
I want to see Tommaso Ciampa DDT Johnny Gargano's shoulder pad right off of his wetsuit jacket.
How many shoulder pads does Gargano wear this for this match?
Do you think he'll wear more than one? Do you think one of them will actually cover shoulder? It looked like...
What's the over-under for one?
That's the over... You know what would look good on this? Maybe a hot pink shoulder pad. Or was it turquoise or something?
It was like turquoise,
I'll have this turquoise shoulder pad.
And it's a tiny one.
Yeah.
It's like a 1980s. It's like he took it out of a dress from the 80s.
Dude, it literally looks like he just like sawed a rollerblade
knee pad
in half and then put it on his shoulder.
He probably is a rollerblader.
Dude, he looks like he rollerblades.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah. So you're going Ciampa. I'm going Ciampa. And I think really the big winner, I've said it over and over again, the big winner is going to be the fans for NXT TakeOver.
It's definitely going to be me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brooklyn, TakeOver Brooklyn is going to be, it's just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be. Yeah. It will definitely win the weekend.
Yeah.
Guys, what do you think? What do you think's going to got the better card, SummerSlam shoot us a or tweet. TakeOver? Shoot us a tweet.
Yeah.
At Sean versus Wild. Or you can shoot Jake a tweet, of course.
At Snake Tut. Or you can do at Never Nervous 43.
There you go.
We'll probably put a poll up on Never Nervous about which card's going to be better.
We should put up a lot of polls.
Yeah. I put up a lot of polls in my life to keep people out.
To keep people out.
It doesn't work. They just walk around.
I put polls in it, then I got to put walls up. I got a bunch of stuff going on. But yeah, I think that's going to be it for our action-packed, super-duper deluxe episode.
Yeah.
Of Sean versus Wild / the Never Nervous podcast.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah,
thanks for having me over to the Smithsonian.
The Mega Powers have ran wild.
We have.
Yet again.
We're never breaking up.
So, no, never.
Never.
I might turn on you. I got to do a heel turn.
Unless you steal Miranda from
me. Yeah, Miranda leaves you and gets with me because I'm bald and have a beard.
Miranda LeRae.
Dude. We're going to have to, I'll be Ciampa. You'll have to be
Gargano. So. Nah, we're going to have to rethink the situation.
Yeah, you know what? Just get real snotty, man.
We're not the mega, what was the name of their tag team? What was it?
DIY.
Yeah, we're not the mega powers. We're DIY.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
Except you're Gargano for sure.
No, you're definitely Gargano. You and Gargano have the same haircut.
Can we just be can we just be Heavy Machinery from now on?
Dude, absolutely. I've already got the body type for Heavy Machinery. We're gonna have to feed you a few more steaks.
We gotta get some Little Caesars in here.
Jake, we gotta get some Little Caesars stat. But yeah, guys, if you like the Sean versus Wild podcast or you want to hear more from me, you can definitely check it out. SeanVersusWild.com, Sean versus Wild on Twitter, on Facebook, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Stitcher, I'm on Spotify. So wherever you get your podcast, Definitely check out my show.
Hey, guess what? Never Nervous Podcast is on all those same things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can find us at never-nervous.com. I write about wrestling a lot. If you're into wrestling, I try to write about it as much as I can fit into it. I'm going to do something on OVW's 1000th show, I think.
If you guys haven't read the article that he did with Al Snow, you absolutely have to.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and at NeverNervous43, NeverNervous on Instagram. Yeah, and then you can follow me, you know, at all those places too, Snake Tut everywhere.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, we're talking about our absolute favorite thing, and that's pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And I think we are in store for a great weekend of wrestling, guys. So,
long and great.
Yeah. Long and great.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
That's the name of your biography.
Yes, this is my autobiography. Long and great. It's 1,900 pages long. It's long and great. But yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in here. This has been the Sean versus Wild podcast.
And the Never Nervous podcast. You blew my guns out.
Oh my God, my 24-inch guns out, man. Let's go to the hospital for this blown out gun real quick. Then we'll get Little Caesars.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening, DNN.